I know you've performed professionally as an actor and singer yourself. Kind of gives you a unique perspective on the directing experience, but also a unique perspective for the performers, knowing what the rigors of this kind of production are. Can you talk a little bit about that, about coming from that background into directing? Do you miss it? Do you rather do direct and kind of stay off stage, or?
There is a part of me that misses it, but there's also a part of me that enjoys very much the other perspective, enjoys the perspective of the director that sees the production in total, that sees it from its beginning ideas through the rehearsal process, through the design process, and culminating then in the final performance. And as a performer, you never ever see that final product. And I think that, for me as a director, is what's most satisfying.
That much larger perspective of what's going on, and
Exactly. Instead of a production perspective from the viewpoint of one character in the show, you have to see it from the perspective of the entire show and how that communicates one idea at every moment to the audience.
I know you've directed a lot of musicals also. In your bio, it talked about that. Cole Porter, Stephen Sondheim,
A
things like
few,
that.
yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the different challenges of directing that as opposed to opera, proper opera, quote unquote? And have you done any light opera, anything in between that kind of made that transition easier?
Actually, I haven't done really anything in between. I went from directing the musical starting out early in my career and diving into opera, and I guess I haven't turned back since. I would like to get back at some point to the musical theater,
Really?
but the past couple of years I've been so busy in the opera field that I haven't had a chance to go back and visit opera or go visit even straight theater. But there is a different perspective you have to use as a director, and it's subtle in terms of the composer. The composer is a much stronger element in opera, where the librettist is usually stronger in a musical theater. Also, in opera, it's not so much about movement and dance as it can be in musical theater. It's
Sure.
much more about the development of the character and the depth of the character. Yeah.
In a production like Tosca that is so enormous and so lavish, and you have all the choruses and the children and the banda behind and everything going on, where are the real slippery slopes in an opera like this that you just, even before it's coming, you keep your fingers crossed every production?
Well, I think it is those moments that are the biggest moments. To create them and make them what you want them to be without having them getting in the way of the dramatic line.
Okay.
That they state what you need them to state without stopping the dramatic action of the characters. Because in this case, the Tosca really is about three characters and the relationships with each other. And those relationships and characters are very deep and very strong. And those moments that you have the big chorus or a lot of elements going on are fewer than even in a grand opera, say something like Carmen. But in this case, they are very, very important and very intrinsic to the opera itself. And you want to make sure that they are going in the direction of the dramatic element and not stopping it.
While trying to sound at least a little spontaneous and not.
Exactly.